Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Boss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and emergency room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors and maintenance and mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, too, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders helping keep the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can check out the all-new website for the Captain's America Third Watch. That's the Captain's America's ThirdWatch.com. So, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, hour number two, are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, an update on the situation in Louisville. When we came on here, we told you about two police officers that had been shot in the protests that went on, the unrest in Louisville last night. Kyle, what's the latest on their condition?
Well, Captain, the Louisville Metropolitan Police Chief Robert Schroeder addressed reporters earlier. We understand that, again, two officers were wounded as officers closed in on a throng of protesters right about nightfall, we understand. The two officers that were wounded are both reported in stable condition. One is undergoing surgery, and as the Chief Schroeder says, with non-life-threatening injuries for both officers. So that is the good news. One of them, of course, evidently not having to undergo some kind of surgery, but the other is. But at the very least, we understand it's non-life-threatening. So that is some good news. And we understand one suspect has already been arrested in connection with this.
And, of course, they're mad because only one officer was indicted, and it wasn't for murder or anything like that. It was for endangerment because of what he did. But the law is quite specific and in the favor of the police. When you fire a weapon at a police officer, they can use deadly force to take you out because you've already fired at them. It's like death by cop is what they call it. And that's pretty much what transpired because one of the cops was wounded, and the police officer that was indicted for endangerment, that's the only thing that they can actually do because he actually fired 10 rounds right off the bat into another apartment because it actually went through a wall towards another apartment.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's where they have specifically placed these charges on that one officer. But you're right, Captain. What happened was, of course, the suspect fired at the police, hitting the first officer who went through the door. And so the Attorney General, Daniel Cameron, in his description earlier on Wednesday, was simply saying that because the police were defending themselves as a result of being fired upon by the suspect, that that bars them from seeking any other kinds of charges against them, because they were discharging their duties as police officers and they had to defend their own lives.
Yeah, now Steve is chiming in from Thailand. He's talking about his experience driving a little while ago. He says, it's crazy. Trucks driving fast and changing lanes with no signal and motorcycles weaving between the cars. Then people on motorcycles stop on the highway so they can answer their cell phones. Well, you know, that sounds just like Miami, Kyle.
Right.
And hello to Leo in Miami.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that sounds pretty crazy, Steve.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah, that's nothing that we haven't seen a couple times ourselves. All right, well, President Trump says, I think this will end up in the Supreme Court, and I think it's very important that we have nine justices talking about needing to have the justice placed on the court. By the way, Supreme Court nominee may start the Senate hearing if they go through the hearing process October the 12th.
That's true. We understand that by Saturday, President Trump will give the name of his nominee.
5 p.m., apparently.
Yes, exactly. And, of course, there should be a full complement of justices on the Supreme Court. I don't know what the Democrats are thinking sometimes, but obviously, especially in this day and age, what we've seen happen this year, and what not only is President Trump expecting, it's almost like this is being reported as if President Trump is somehow making this go to the Supreme Court for the presidential election. It's not President Trump. It'll be the Democrats who are going to challenge this at every single turn.
Well,
and the reasonable conclusion.
It was Al the Boer Gore back in 2000 that did it. Remember Al the Boer Gore?
Oh, of course.
Yep, he did it. He took it right to, it went all the way to the Supreme Court to be decided as far as the votes that he was talking about. He was challenging what Florida was going to do because Florida declared him the winner because these states have all got dates in place that they can't change at the last minute where they're supposed to certify the election. And the Secretary of State in Florida at the time, Catherine Harris, followed the law and certified the election with the votes that were in on the day that she was supposed to.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warner, professor of politics. By the way, we're going to talk about Mike Bloomberg. Pam Bondi, our former attorney general, said something about him yesterday. And also, the speaker, Nancy Pelosi, she's hanging on a lifeline here. I'll tell you why.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite. after about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor, I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by Auto Glass America. Remember, there's gold waiting in your windshield. Give it an inspection today. And if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guarantee when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required down here in Florida if you're getting it done here. And from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville, Tampa, Sarasota, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas too, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Now, a premium quality windshield and $100 cash back is yours when you mention me, the captain. So give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. For Auto Glass America, and tell them the captain sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There you go. All right. Now, you know, I was just sitting here thinking about something. I saw Joe Biden of wherever he was at yesterday. I believe he was outdoors. He didn't have a mask on when he was walking around. But then he got tired and he had to sit down and he had to refer to his note card and he couldn't even do that right. I haven't heard anybody talking about coronavirus.
I haven't heard one thing about coronavirus with the gathering in the streets and what we're witnessing not only in Louisville, but of course in Los Angeles, and also in other places like Chicago and other cities. Yeah, nobody's mentioning that. I guess again that, you know, as long as people aren't, you know, congregating or going to church or something,
yeah,
then that's okay. It's fine.
Yeah, go to church, you'll spread it all over, right?
That's right. And again, it just, you know, people are getting a little tired of double standards like mm-hmm. that. Yeah.
Now, Pam Bondi, our former attorney general down here in Florida and also working for the Trump campaign right now as an advisor on the legal team, she said that former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg seems to have a weird obsession with Florida, and he's not even a Florida resident to be talking about dumping all the money down here that he was talking about. By the way, we have not seen that money yet.
Right, that's true. with the exception of wanting to paying for the felons to get restitution.
Oh, contrary, that was $16 billion worth of money that he raised.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But again, and this is also a major thing, but you mentioned the idea of vendetta. You know, what's going on with Michael Bloomberg? And it's just, I think maybe it's getting the best of him. You know, it's becoming this beat Trump at all costs. And to be honest, and this is going to sound a little strange, but I think that means that Trump has Bloomberg exactly where he wants him on this thing. I mean, it just seems like it's just not prospering for for people like Bloomberg.
Well, Nancy Pelosi started out doing a lot of talking about the I word again, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's some polls that have shown up out there that if she tries to impeach Donald Trump, her job as Speaker of the House might be in jeopardy because people are not in favor of that for the most part.
Well, no. And honestly, again, the president is the president. And by the way, you know, we hear it described like this. Well, the American people need to speak on this. Well, of course, the American people are scheduled to speak on November the 3rd. Up until that time, President Trump's the president, the Congress is the Congress, and they should continue on doing the business of the country. And Nancy Pelosi, by even allowing that the I word to come into play, is I think getting a rude awakening to how people feel about, again, weaponizing the power of the Congress for political purposes in that regard, just like they did before.
Okay. Now, the other thing is Lisa Murkowski, and I don't know exactly what this means, but this is the quote I'm going to throw here. Lisa Murkowski reportedly has loosened her stance on the Supreme Court nominee. I guess she's getting some pressure from people.
I think you're right, Captain. And
Like her constituents?
Like her constituents.
Mm-hmm.
Well, exactly. And because early on, her initial quote was, no, she would not support voting for a nominee. And then she said something about, well, I don't know who the nominee is, so how can I say if I'm going to vote for them or not? But she is now open to the idea of voting for a nominee prior to the election.
Okay, and before we go to the caller, nearly two-thirds believe that the presidential election will not be decided on election night, that coming from Rasmussen.
Yeah, that's true. Well, again, with the mail-in voting and all of the different issues that we see, that people are making that reasonable conclusion.
Okay, hold on. Good morning. Is this Sean?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Hi, Kyle. All I wanted to say is that the reason that the Democrats continue to hold the House is because they're very localized, small elections, and they're able to commit voter fraud. And that's why they continue to hold those positions. I wish somehow, some way we could get that changed. That's all.
Turnout.
That's all I wanted to say.
All right, thank you. Turnout, 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 right, Kyle?
Absolutely.
We have to have more of us than them, and we have to do it by a significant number. And if we do that, then we can take back control of the House, and that's it. End of story. Nancy Pelosi gets relegated to being second string again, and we'll see how she likes that.
Well, she wouldn't like it. I think she'd retire for the and just eat ice cream, maybe.
Now, you know who Johnson & Johnson is, right?
Well, of course, yeah.
Well, Johnson & Johnson is beginning a huge final study on a vaccine, a COVID-19 vaccine, to see if the vaccine is ready for distribution. It's the final stage, final step, and they are ahead of the game with all of this right now.
That's right. And the big component of this is that they're looking to assess essentially this is a single dose vaccine. And evidently, I think doesn't have to be kept, if I recall correctly, at the, very, very low temperatures, basically, in order to keep. So this would be a real game changer.
Yeah. And, good morning to Mike in Clearwater. I think he just chimed in and said something to us here.
I'm waiting to see if this window will open up so I can read what it says. But anyway, oh, and by the way, we did hear from Maria early on. She's working right now. Normally she would be around, but she's working. So we got to wait until the weekend when she's not working, and then we can talk to her again. Now, the Florida announcement by Governor Ron DeSantis, what's being called the anti-Antifa bill, which punishes cities which defend the defund the police departments, is drawing a lot of attention around the country. A lot of people are going, well, that governor down there, he doesn't know what he's talking about, and it's terrible, and all this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff, right?
Well, yeah, exactly, but... But honestly, though, I mean, these times call for measures. I guess you have to start making laws that crack down on these kinds of things, evidently. It's a reasonable response to what we've been seeing happening.
Yeah. Okay, well, I see Mike is saying that he's up and running right now, so he can do what he needs to do to talk to us via the Internet. Okay, very good. And again, you can too. I mean, it's the official Captain's America Third Watch page. And once we see that you're in there, Kyle sees we're in there, then we can put you in the chat room. Or you can just go to the group. It's called the Captain's Group. Very simple. The Captain's Group. You do a little search under groups, and you'll find us, the Captain's Group. And there we are.
That's right. You come into the chat room and let us know a question or make a comment, that kind of thing, and we'll talk about it.
Yep. Now, Dr. Birx, haven't heard from her much lately, have we?
No, as a matter of fact.
Well, she's distressed, and she's uncertain of her future on the coronavirus task force because she feels like she's been put out to pasture.
Yeah, she says she feels her role has been diminished because there was an addition of another doctor, Scott Atlas.
And Dr. Scott Atlas is the one that they've been bringing up there to talk because he's not up there challenging the president every 30 seconds.
Well, right, exactly.
Plus, he believes in herd immunity.
Right, and for some reason, it seems like that was what got us through a lot of different kinds of infectious diseases.
In the past.
Yeah, and then suddenly now it's a no-go. And I seem to recall part of the rationale was, well, you didn't want a lot of other people to get sick or, you know, be in a position where they could die,
yeah.
This kind of thing. But
yep.
At the same time, though, without a workable vaccine, is everyone going to stay home for?
Now, you know what Zoom is, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I use Zoom. Yeah.
Well, Zoom pulled the plug yesterday on a resistance lecture with a hijacker, a real hijacker of an airplane. Now, it's no surprise that university professors inspire students to march against capitalism and mock Western civilization. But students on a California campus yesterday who were expecting to hear from an actually revolutionary hijacker before her lecture, it was abruptly canceled with no reason why. Well, I know why. Hold that thought, Kyle. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A grand jury in Kentucky is out with a single indictment from the Louisville police raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Former police officer Brett Hankinson was charged with 3 counts of wanton endangerment for firing his gun into the home of Taylor's neighbors. Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron says the 2 officers who fired their weapons at Taylor were justified in using force to protect themselves during a narcotics investigation.
Criminal law is not meant to respond to every sorrow and grief. And that is true here.
Cameron said the investigation was thorough.
I understand that as a black man, how painful this is.
Protesters have started in Louisville. Ben Crump is the Taylor family attorney.
She's in her apartment. She's in the sanctity of her home.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
MacTac. With a MacTac carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MacTac is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MacTac is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
And that's our buddy Wayne Allyn Root. He's writing a book that should be out by Christmas time. And when he gets the book out there, he didn't tell me what it's about. But we'll have him come on the program and talk about it. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by the Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, Two Guys Gun Shows, you can find out more about them by going to their website, twoguysshows.com. I'm going to be at the gun show in Largo at Minreg Hall in Largo at 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop on by, say howdy, howdy. I'll have some free stuff to get out, and I'll be pretty simple, pretty easy to find when you come in there to the Minreg Hall. So I look forward to seeing as many of you as you can possibly make it there on Saturday to the gun show. Now, let's bring Kyle Warren into the mix. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Got a little message from LJ. Let me read it to you. It says, hi, Captain and Kyle. Great show tonight. I just wanted to report that here in Oakland County in Michigan, the Trump yard signs and bumper stickers are out in full force. I haven't seen a Biden sign anywhere.
Wow. That sounds great, for one thing. And yeah, I think I probably count the number of Biden bumper stickers I've seen on one hand.
Well, I don't see them, and I'm in an area where it's supposed to be a Democratic area because there's more Democrats than Republicans, and I've only seen one or two Biden signs, but the Trump signs are everywhere. Flag signs, people got them on their flagpoles. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, and you know, I do see several Trump pop-up places for flags and shirts and hats and stuff like that. I see those actually all over the place, to be honest.
Okay, well, let's talk about Portland, because Portland, Oregon is denied a permit for a Saturday rally planned by a right-wing group for a rally. Now, that right-wing group happens to be the Proud Boys. They've had a reputation of mixing it up a little bit in the past, and I guess maybe Portland figured there might be some trouble, and they didn't want any part of it.
That's very, very true. And they are also citing COVID-19 concerns as well. But I think they have rallied in that city before, and you're right, there's can be a real potential there for some unpleasant trees, shall we say.
Well, the last time I saw the Proud Boys, they were traveling around with Roger Stone.
Right.
Yep, that's the last time I saw him. Now, the Watergate reporter, the famous Bob Woodward, has said the only reason that he released the Trump interview audio is he was persuaded to do so by CNN. Now, persuade probably means he got paid money to do it?
Well, yeah, we don't know, but certainly, again, I mean, this is all very interesting stuff to come out at this time. And, you know, Captain, there was an interesting interview with Bob Woodward where the reporter asked him, hey, you know, you're a reporter, but, and yet you're not, you know, you talk about not putting your thumb on the scale, but yet you do just that in your book, basically. And Bob Woodward said, well, he's just, there's the wrong man for the job, and, you know, people have to understand, and this kind of thing. And, so, you know, again, it's kind of iffy sometimes. You know, President Trump gave him interviews and so forth, and I think easily defended everything that was said in those interviews, but they were put out there as a bombshell. And if you notice, Captain, a lot of these recent attacks on President Trump, they just seem to go nowhere. It's like the left is just sort of running out of steam on these things, at least trying to get people revved up.
Yeah. Now, President Donald Trump has announced new sanctions on Cuba. That'll keep Leo and the company and the crowd down there happy, because obviously we don't want to do anything to help Cuba do much.
Well, no. And again, it's a real different approach than, say, for example, with the Obama administration. And certainly now more than ever, the real consequences of socialism, as it were, and the government imposing everything it possibly can onto people's lives and limiting, well, it's a wrong term, taking away their liberty,
uh-huh,
right? You know, this very, very, in very stark relief shows exactly what can happen when those in this country who want to go down the socialist road and would loud people like Fidel Castro, of all people, this is exactly what happens. And so the president is quite right in doing what he's doing, I think.
Now, the New York State Attorney General, who doesn't have much use for Donald Trump and he doesn't have much use for her, has ordered Donald Trump's youngest son, well, not youngest son, middle son, Eric Trump, to testify in the probe that the Attorney General of New York State has of the Trump Organization.
Yeah, isn't that something? You know, and of course, I think she's been trying to go. This is Letitia James.
Yeah,
she's been going after the Trump Organization now for some time.
Years.
Yeah, so it's no real surprise. But of course, hey, we're coming up on the election again here, and wouldn't it be nice to, you know, here there goes Eric Trump, and he's got to go to
the. He's trying to make herself relevant.
Exactly.
All right, now California, your state, says they're going to outlaw the sales of new gasoline-powered passenger cars and trucks by 20. They'll be gone by 2035.
Oh yeah, and we're going to have all these charging stations and
for cars and trucks.
That's right. Everybody's going to be able to afford the electric car. It's all going to be great. And yeah, Governor Newsom was speaking earlier on Wednesday, talking about California is going to lead the way. But here's the thing. This isn't like a law or something. I think he's just instituting.
Uh-huh. All right, let's go over to the phone lines here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from St. Petersburg.
What's up?
Hi, Captain. And Kyle, I wanted to just say that those ballots really, if you look at them, they're complicated. They have legal language in them that's really the implications of some of those issues on the ballots can be hard to understand. You don't know where to get your information from. It used to be where you could study a newspaper and see those issues, but I don't think people are really doing that, and they may not even have the right information anyway.
Who wrote those ballot initiatives you're talking about? They were lawyers, right?
Yes, sir.
What were you expecting?
Well, that's the point with the ballots. It's like I just say that when you're young, and if you can't study those issues like a racing form or something, you're really not sure what you're getting into on some of those.
Well, my best suggestion here locally is to listen to Bill Buckley in the afternoon. He's going to tell you.
Okay, and then the judges and all that. You don't know who these people are.
No.
I think that's part of the problem.
No, I know who some of them are, and I'll vote because I know who some of them are. But other than that, don't care.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
They're local. Thank you.
Yep,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah, and see, that's the whole thing, okay? I'm not a local show. I'm a local show heard in the local area, but I'm a national show out around the country. And, of course, we try to take the national issues and or, you know, whatever, and have them relate such. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, Hunter Biden, getting back to Hunter Biden. What do you suppose if you were a fly in the wall, you were to hear if Daddy Boy was talking to Hunter saying, okay, son, you got me in all this trouble. Now get me out of it.
Well, exactly.
You know what's coming.
Well, sure, because this is very explosive stuff. And certainly, again, this close to a presidential election, you know, people will hear these things and they'll put two and two together on it. Because again, it's the old saying, where there's smoke, there's fire. And it's not just something Joe Biden can simply say, well, I don't know what he was doing. I was just busy being vice president. Yeah,
He had to know.
Yeah, you were busy being vice president overseeing Ukraine, where your son sat on the board of Burisma and got all this, you know, what, $85,000 a month or something like that, at least 50. And again, the very notion that somehow the vice president would not have known what was going on is really kind of ridiculous. In fact, the investigative work of the Senator Ron Johnson's committee, the report, they found that the Obama administration actually, they had officials that actually voiced concerns about this.
That's right.
At the time.
But Biden gave the go-ahead for the Burisma deal.
Right, exactly.
Himself.
Yeah, and then went over and got the prosecutor fired because they were digging too close, from what we can tell, on the Burisma connections and these kinds of things. And so, yeah, I mean, the whole thing is bound up together.
By the way, that fired prosecutor is now subpoenaing Joe Biden to testify and tell what happened and why he had him fired.
Yeah. So this is real big time stuff. And again, you know, let the chips fall where they may. If Joe Biden stalls on that and so forth, I think it'll speak volumes.
Yeah. And this is something that's there, folks. I mean, Joe Biden is dirty. He absolutely positively is. And it's come out again. And we talked about the money. We talked about the most corrupt family in all of politics simply because of the amount of money that they've gotten over the years. And in particular, the last 8 years that Joe Biden was the vice president of the United States, the Biden Five got billions of dollars from China, Russia, Latvia, and Kazakhstan, as well as the Ukraine. How about that one?
Yeah, but there's nothing to see here.
No. All right, hold that thought there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with the Trucker's Highway Bible Report on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727.
800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Buddy, that's our girl Friday up there in Carrollton, Georgia, Donna Fiducia. She's up there, well, right about now. She's not quite there yet. Be another hour before she'll be in the horse stables there working with her husband, getting everything ready with the horses for the day and all that. And she's up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Okay, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Wherever they're at, pull on in there. Get yourself a free cup of coffee. Tell them the captain sent you. You were listening to me talk about them on the Red Didio, and you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And then while you're in there, drivers, become a member of the Drivers Club and take advantage of all the things that that'll get you. Alrighty, going to get a little Delbert McClinton going here. Here we go.
Give it up for your love right now. I'm giving it up for your love right now. I'm giving it up for your love right now.
Dollar Bill Clinton, giving it up for your love. And that's an oldie but goodie. And he's still around. I don't think he's performing anymore, but he definitely is still around. And I'm going to bring Kyle in here. What is he, 79 years old now or something like that, Kyle?
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah, 79.
Yeah, but I haven't seen him out on the road doing anything, so I don't know what's going on. But anyway, the Highway and Byway Report, we're going to get right to it, and I'm going to bring you right in here in just a second. Locally, heavy rainfall and flooding will remain possible from East Texas into the southeastern part of the U.S. as this system, Beta, is now moving along towards the Carolinas. And meanwhile, critical fire weather conditions are again expected over parts of the Great Basin. Elsewhere, a low-pressure system will bring heavy rainfall, gusty winds, and cooler temperatures up in the Pacific Northwest, the system coming in there. And over in the East Coast, the remnants of the hurricane, which has gone out to sea now, large swells and rip currents will continue along much of the East Coast for the next couple of days. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, tonight on the satellite, we see a significant amount of cloud cover coming in, of course, across Oregon, Washington, all through the state of Montana, Idaho, also Wyoming. But nevertheless, we still have some fire weather warnings all through the state of Wyoming and most of Montana as well, because of the conditions there. Down on I-15, if you're heading towards Pocatello, Idaho, you've got a lake wind advisory that you might have to be dealing with there along the 15 freeway. Also, if you're heading across I-80 in the Cheyenne or Laramie area, you're dealing with an air quality alert. Some of that's disappeared off the map now for the Denver area, but you still may be dealing with some wildfire smoke in the Cheyenne and Laramie area. Going down I-15 through Salt Lake City and Provo, fire weather warning there in Utah. Fire weather watch extending down into through about the middle part of the state or so. Southwest, we're going to continue with triple digits. We're going to have a warm-up in Southern California as we head into the weekend. Palm Springs, right now it's going to be about 104 tomorrow, but it's going to be 108 by the time we get to next week. So we're going to see that warm-up there. Air quality alert, of course, in Central California. Fire weather watch in Northern California. But as you're heading up the 5 freeway from Oregon, hopefully some of that precipitation is helping with the fires in that area as well. So that's how it looks out west tonight, Captain.
All righty. Well, let's go over to Louisiana. We got the rain up there in Louisiana right now, north of I-10, and flooding, and lots of flooding. And that's where we had the rain from Hurricane Laura. We've got the flooding on top of flooding. And then up through the central part of Mississippi, along I-20, Jackson, Mississippi, the rain then skipjacks up into the northern part of Alabama, Birmingham North, up through Huntsville, up into the central part of Tennessee, Nashville, you're getting it. And it's moving to the east. It'll be over in the mountains of North Carolina, headed out further east within the next several hours or so. So you're going to be getting your opportunity for it over there. And that's about the size of it. And we got some fog along the east coast, along I-95, and got some windy conditions up there, Massachusetts and Connecticut. And again, some rip currents and whatnot, different places along the east side of the Atlantic Ocean over there. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much, and another banner job done by him. And, of course, we've also got Denise Simon coming on in here. Better Buy a Shotgun. Okay, Dal J saying that great expose on Hunter and Uncle Joe. Yeah, they're in big trouble, LJ. They are in big trouble right now. And we can only hope this is being sent to the Department of Justice for a criminal investigation or criminal referral, if you will, against Hunter. And I believe we might be getting something like that. But in the meantime, let's go right now to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and get an update on what's going on in Louisville. Okay, so we had two police officers get shot last night in Louisville. Do you know what their latest condition is? I think one of them is much better than the other one.
I agree. That's all I heard. So I can't give anything further on that, and we can try.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of them was reportedly alert and in stable condition, and the other one had to go through surgery, which is a little different situation, but that's all I've heard. So maybe I can get something here after the top of the hour news. There might be an update, because we're waiting on the police chief to come back and say something after he initially did about 4 hours ago.
Yeah, I didn't stay up for the press briefing, so
yep.
I can't help them.
Well, we've got the state troopers, we got the Louisville City Police, we got sheriffs there, we've got the FBI there and their special tactics teams, we've got the National Guard, which people were going, where's the National Guard? Well, we found out where they were. They were back there guarding the hospital and the schools and the college that's there, University of Louisville. That's where the National Guard was.
Correct.
So, you know, they're all there, they're all in place, and the governor and the mayor, I got to give them some kudos, as well as the police. They stopped the situation from mushrooming to where it could have gone. They started to set a few fires. They were going to try to set a building on fire, and the cops were right there. They got it all stopped real quick, and they made a bunch of arrests, and I think they kind of put the kibosh to it as fast as they could.
On Monday, when this went to the grand jury, is when they, between the governor and the mayor, they started to prepare for
sure
this whole thing. So businesses were already beginning to board up and so forth and so on. The White House had already had a discussion with the governor to offer any kind of assistance, so they knew that this could possibly go sideways, and of course it did. I think it could have been much worse.
Yep.
But there were an awful lot of things already in place. But you know, Las Vegas had protests. Even St. Pete had a small protest last
yep.
night.
They did. I heard that.
Atlanta, New York. So, yeah. Now, these, they all weren't certainly real big and real nasty, but, yeah.
Yeah, they were out in the street. I saw them doing that, though.
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, they were there, so it are what it are. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back to Denise Simon right after the top of the hour news. And when we get into it, when we come back, we're going to be talking about good old Hunter Biden. And that report that came out yesterday, I'm telling you, the you-know-what has hit the fan. Oh, my goodness. This could be so bad for Uncle Joe. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.